This is Wade Breath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Mexican government is vowing to give away 10 million free digital TV sets to help lower-income citizens keep pace with technology. Pakistan executions on death row have accelerated, according to local and foreign human rights groups, to between 135 and 150 people dead in the last 5 months following a six-year moratorium. A belief by scientists that global warming had slowed down in the early years of the 21st century seems to have been based on incorrect data. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri vetoed a measure that would have made that state the 26th so-called right-to-work state. Courts in New York joined legislators in Florida and California in allowing undocumented immigrants on deferred action to be able to work as practicing lawyers in court. The average United Automobile worker received $7,500 per year in profit-sharing bonuses at Ford and GM over the past 4 years. Before 2013, drug tests for workers had shown decreases every year for 24 years, from 13.6% in 1988 to a low of 3.5% in 2012, till a bump up to 3.7% in 2013 and 3.9% in 2014. A criminal case accuses Catholic leaders of St. Paul and Minneapolis of misdemeanors in the handling of complaints about a priest who is now in prison. Pilots voted to join ALPA at Virgin Airlines America, ending the last bastion of union-free flight in the USA. Several hospital groups in New York State are partnering with medical marijuana companies to assure their patients have access regardless of insurance claims. Norway's $890 billion government pension fund, considered the largest sovereign wealth fund in the world, will sell off many of its investments related to coal, making it the biggest institution yet to join a growing international movement to abandon at least some fossil fuel stocks. Florida rejected an expansion of Medicaid to 650,000 lower-income citizens. The House was 72-41 against the measure, with all 37 Democrats and 4 Republicans voting yes. It was a far different outcome from the one in the Senate, which solidly backed the plan in a 33-3 vote. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.